A 17-year-old boy was rescued by Alaska Air National Guardsmen yesterday. The teen, who suffered a leg injury while on a float trip down the Gulkana River, was picked up after the 11th Air Force Rescue Center at Jay Bear received distress signals from a personal locator beacon and a spot beacon before 6 p.m. last night. Lieutenant Bernie Kale is a public affairs specialist with the Alaska Air National Guard. Kale says the injured boy was first discovered by a group of canoers on the river.
And they noticed a 17-year-old boy and his father on the side of the river. And they were out of the river. They were not in the water. And they looked like they were in distress. So the group of 10 individuals, they stopped. They checked on the 17-year-old boy. They found that he had a leg injury with some infection that had already taken place.
The canoe group then activated their personal locator beacons and their spot distress signal. Alaska State Troopers had also picked up the signals, but Kale says they were not able to respond to the emergency.
They were unsure of the weather, terrain, and then the injury, the extent of the injury on the 17-year-old. So they were not able to support the mission. And so the Rescue Coordination Center then activated the 210th, 211th, and 212th rescue squadrons from the Alaska Air National Guard.
Operators of an Air National Guard helicopter dispatched to the scene spotted the canoers waving their oars in the air about 25 miles from Glen Allen. Rescuers lowered from the helicopter, carried the injured boy to a spot suitable for a helicopter landing. Afterward, he and his father were hoisted into the helicopter and flown to Anchorage. Kale says the boy is at Providence Hospital. He says no names are being released at this time.